And now, Paul Meacham Jr.
says, is it a sin to sing to the accompaniment of mechanical instruments of music in worship services? Now, the question asked is a very narrow one. Usually, questions are much broader than this, but he's asking specifically about singing and using mechanical instruments of music as accompaniment in worship services. And the answer is, yes, that's wrong. It is a sin, and doing so will keep one from going to heaven. Now, the Bible is filled with examples that show us that we must worship God exactly as God has commanded us. If we go back to the Old Testament, when we see man first beginning to worship God, we see that Cain and Abel both brought sacrifices, but only Abel's sacrifice was acceptable to God. He worshiped God by faith, according to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 4. Well, if faith comes by hearing God's word, as Paul teaches us in Romans 10 and verse 17, then we know that God had instructed Abel what to do in order to worship him. He did that. His faith came by hearing the word of God, and he worshiped God acceptably. Now, Cain, on the other hand, did not. He had also been told what to do, but he didn't do it. And therefore, his sacrifice was not acceptable. His worship was rejected. Now, Jesus carries this concept over in the New Testament. In John chapter 4, in verses 23 and 24, Jesus is speaking to the woman at the well. And he tells her that we must worship in spirit and in truth. Now, this means that we must do things with the proper attitude. We must approach God with a reverential and worshipful spirit. But at the same time, we must worship in truth. We must do what God has commanded. Now, some have mistakenly come to the conclusion that everything you do in life is worship. And that's simply not the case. Rather, the Bible authorizes for us five very specific acts of worship. That is, that we should study God's word, that we should give financially of the things that God has blessed us with, that we should partake of the Lord's Supper each first day of the week, that we should sing to Him, and that we should pray. Now, those are the only five acts that are authorized as worship. When we add to those, we change God's word, and we are no longer worshiping Him acceptably. In Ephesians 5 and verse 19, we're taught that we should speak to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Now, we're not told that we should sing and play, but rather that we should sing. In Colossians 3 and verse 16, we're told that we should let the word of Christ dwell in us richly, for it is what instructs us in our worship to God, and that we should teach and admonish one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord. We're commanded to sing, and no other command is given. If we add to that, then certainly we are sinning. We are violating God's will, and we cannot be acceptable.